PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes they aren't just dreams. Sometimes they're special visits from loved ones.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also listen to all these episodes without the commercials. Become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advance episodes and you'll have access to the archive. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good today. I can't really complain. It's Friday and I think it's going to be a busy weekend. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I was watching because we're on Zoom and you had a little bit ago. But Madden was on your lap, and I swear he was looking at something.
He does that.
Like, he'll it was weird. I was like, what is he looking at?
He does that a lot, where he's looking like something's there, but there's nothing there. I don't know what he's looking at.
It's like, I swear animals can see things that we can't see.
I swear they can, too. And I always get, it always makes me a little unnerved when he does that because I'm like, and you are looking at what? Yeah. What are you doing?
Now with cats, when they do that, chances are there is an insect and it might be really small, but chances are they're watching an insect. That's
and
what I always
Madden is fascinated by bugs too. So I always tell myself he's watching a bug. Yeah.
So you've had visitation dreams before and I've had visitation dreams before. And I think when you have them, they're just so different that you know it was something different.
Yeah.
You know, like you wake up feeling like that was real or I really just talked to that person or something. And so this is just kind of a story about a couple visitation dreams, really.
Okay.
So it says, I sent in another story a little bit ago, and here is another one. This event is from 2021. I was prompted to tell you this story because you guys were talking about people who are dying, possibly going in and out before their actual passing. My sister had four girls, and those girls had lots of girls. And then in parentheses, it says a shit ton of girls, LOL. She was fun, crazy, and loved everything purple and Volkswagen buses. My sister passed away in early February of 2021. She'd been sick for a very long time fighting cancer. And I am very sorry to hear that. Yeah. That is really hard. Before her passing, I'd been dreaming of various things, mostly none of it had made any sense. But about a week before my sister passed, I dreamt that she was walking down my street. She still looked like she did then, but she was moving well and walking smoothly around a VW bus. Once I figured out what I was looking at, I focused on her and she grinned at me and then she disappeared along with the VW bus. About a week later, my sister passed away. It was pretty early in the evening, which made the day really rough. After a long day of traveling back and forth and visiting with family and some friends, we came home and of course I was pretty tired. I crashed pretty hard, but that didn't stop the dreams. My dream consisted of my sister visiting me. At first, I really wasn't sure if it was her, and I initially started to freak out. As I was about to let out a pretty good scream, and with my mouth wide open, and the beginnings of a scream, she looked at me and said, "You wanted to know all about this, right? So why are you screaming?" I remember settling down and saying something like, "Yeah, I do," and then, in caps, I was out. What? Why? After that, I remember nothing. But my husband said that I talked in my sleep all night long. He said he didn't want to interrupt because apparently I needed to talk. I feel pretty confident that my sister and I did talk that night, but I wish I knew what we talked about. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So she has this dream, sees her sister, and her sister's like, "But I thought you wanted to know about all this." And then she's talking all night long and doesn't remember anything else.
Well, her husband, what did she say?
He doesn't say. So my guess is it probably was gibberishy talk.
Didn't make much sense, or that it was more mumbly or something.
But it is interesting that she would have a dream where the sister came to her and is going to tell her something. And then she ends up talking all night but doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
So I wish there was more to that because I'd like to know what they discussed because the sister is getting ready to tell her the secrets of the universe.
I know, right?
Like, here's what happens when you die and then nothing.
I know. Well, that's what I was hoping when you said, you know, she said, "Well, you wanted to know everything." And I'm like, okay, now we get to know, and not.
I know. Isn't that weird?
And it's she doesn't remember it either, I guess.
Nope. And the husband, like, didn't wake her up because he's like, "Well, I guess she just needs to talk," which kind of makes me laugh.
She remembered the part of the sister coming, but then that was it.
Because I think that we're not supposed to know.
I think you're right.
So here is another story. It says this event, not another story, another one of her stories.
Okay.
This event is from many years ago, sometime around 1992 to 93. My husband and I had just returned from Japan. He was in the Air Force. I had not met all of my husband's family before we got married, as we had one of those whirlwind romances, met and married within about 6 months. I guess when you know, you know. Since we were back in the States, we were making the rounds of seeing family members and meeting them for the first time. I met his grandmother, and I can tell you, she was a spitfire. She ruled the roost and made sure everyone knew it. I ended up only getting to see her a couple of times before she passed. After she passed, I had one incident where she came to me in my dreams, and she was standing in our bedroom doorway. She was wearing a blue suit with white trim around the neck. She had her hands on her hips, and she was looking straight at me. She never said a word, but she seemed a little frustrated. Not sure if it was because she could not speak to me or if she was aggravated with me. I just wasn't sure. And then the dream was done. I woke up immediately and I was shaken. I told my husband about the incident and he spent the next couple of days wondering why she didn't come to him. He said that she always talked about trying to contact others after she had passed. I didn't think about it for a couple of days. And then after a couple of days, we visited with my husband's sister, made arrangements, etc. My sister-in-law said, "Hey, I've got something for you." I had no idea what she was bringing me. She said, "I don't know if you can wear this, but I have this suit that was our grandmother's. Do you want it?" And she proceeded to hand me the same suit her grandmother wore when she came to me in my dreams. WTH. Are you kidding me? After a few minutes of freaking out, I explained to my sister-in-law what the suit meant, and then she was freaked out. Needless to say, I did not take the suit. I'm thinking now that maybe I should have, that maybe I would have more visits from her. Okay, so if that happened to you, which is really strange, I don't know that I would want to wear my grandmother-in-law's clothes after she had passed. I think that would be kind of strange. But what would you have done? Would you have taken the suit?
I might have taken it and just hung it up. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know that I'd have worn it, but I might have hung it up in the closet for a while.
I think then it's yours forever. But what it would even be the significance of the suit? I think, is there some kind of message here? A message that, because it does seem real, like if she showed up in your dream wearing that and then a few days later somebody offers you that exact same suit, it kind of seems like a sign that grandma's not that far away. And maybe
I hope they looked in the pockets.
Oh, what if they didn't?
I don't know. I hope they did. Because there might have been something in it.
Oh no. Because what if she's listening right now and she's like, shit, we didn't look in the pockets.
And I don't know.
Maybe the suit's long gone. Maybe they sent it to the Goodwill or whatever it is in their town.
Probably would be my guess. But that's all I could think is that there's something in it that would, she was trying to tell him to look in the suit or something.
Because I'm kind of one of those people, and it's partly because of the area of the country that we're in. But if that happened, and then the sister-in-law said, would you randomly to have this suit? And you're like, oh shit, I just saw your grandmother in this suit. I'd be like, thank you. Would have taken.
Yeah, and then I'd promptly hang it up into the closet and not think about it again.
Yeah, because that's just me. I'm like, I don't want to offend my sister-in-law, so she wants me to have this for some weird reason. Of course, I'm going to take it home. That would be me. So I don't know. There might have been, and maybe the message was as simple as, you saw me in the blue suit. Here's the blue suit. I'm still kind of here.
Yeah, maybe it was just like that. Like, I'm validating that you saw me the other night.
Yeah, validating the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with that. Just in case they got rid of the suit and it had something important in the pockets, I don't want the takeaway to be, oh, shit.
I know.
Okay, here is our next story.
Okay.
It's Lex from Bellingham, Washington. I've called in. Oh, two stories now, both of which you have shared. Thank you so much for giving us this outlet. I think I speak for everybody when I say that we appreciate y'all. Anyways, so my last story was about a local ghost hunt. I went with a paranormal investigator in Bellingham where I lived, and it was my first ghost hunt. Well, we went on another one, just me and two of my buddies that hadn't been in this area before. One of them is a massive skeptic, and another one is into the paranormal like I am, but hadn't been to the area. So I decided to take them without some sort of investigator. I just kind of led them to the spot where I had gone on this investigation and kind of knew where I myself had experienced some activity. So we went into this little nature walk trail area in Fairhaven, which is a little historical site in Bellingham. That's where we investigated last time. and I had my first investigative experiences there. Anyways, so I take the boys with me into the woods, and we're walking down the trail that's known to have activity. And I didn't tell them much. I just told them that to let your eyes adjust, try not to use lights as much as you can, so your eyes could adjust to see in the dark without, you know, there being any light interference. So we kept our flashlights off. We walked in pretty deep. And right off the bat, just as I had done when I went on my first hunt there, started seeing a bunch of shadow, like shadow figures, like moving along the edge of the trail. You could see them. It looked like a person was kind of walking along the edge of the trail in and out of the trees. In the dark along the trail, and you could just barely see it, but there was no question about it. You can tell there's something there. So they started seeing that sort of thing. I saw it as well. We went deeper into the trails, and we started hearing things moving along in the bushes. Naturally, there are a lot of animals, so we were kind of waving that off quite a bit. We saw a set of eyes, and we were like, that's definitely a coyote. So I'm not going to say everything we experienced was paranormal, because there were definitely like little coyote or something kind of stalking us while we were out there. That wasn't a big deal. So we had to definitely be careful to not jump to quick conclusions, assuming everything that we heard or saw was in fact paranormal. We were very careful to debunk whatever we did experience. I want to say probably the creepiest part that night was being pretty far away from any like traffic noise, being far out enough from a roadway or anywhere where there were houses to know that we were truly alone out there. We started hearing a baby crying. And we were just walking along, and we swear we heard a baby crying in the woods. And that really got to me. And it really freaked the guys out, and they were trying to run out of there. And I don't like to run. That's not what I do when I'm investigating. I stand my ground, and I just slowly kind of leave the area in a respectful manner, because you never know what running could do as far as it being offensive or anything like that. So I try not to do that. But we definitely were hearing a baby crying out in the woods, and we could not figure out where it was coming from. We were out in the middle of the woods, about a 10 minute hike in from any sort of road, by this riverbed. And that was something we just could not figure out. So that was something creepy. We also hung out on this bridge that I just personally do not like. Anytime I'm on that bridge or coming up to that bridge or walking away from that bridge, I just have the worst sort of stomach pain. And of course, I was experiencing that. So it's definitely an interesting place. At the time, we didn't have any equipment like I had on my first investigation, but it was kind of cool to just go and use our bodies and our vision in the dark to kind of see what we could see. Definitely saw some movement and things we couldn't explain. So truly a neat, neat place in my town. I would love to eventually get maybe a voice recorder like we had last time, and maybe some K2 meters and see what more we could get. I will call back. I do have a story about a abandoned insane asylum down south that I've been to a couple times. We definitely had some experiences there. And I have a picture that I would like to show you with that story. So I will probably write that one in so I can attach a photo. Anyways, thanks again, guys. Appreciate what you do. Sorry if the story was a little long. Hope you guys have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
So do you think she was experiencing some paranormal things, or You know,
I saw the Blair Witch Project, and I tell you, I don't know that I could get myself to go out in the woods at night.
I don't know. And part of it isn't even paranormal. I'm afraid of the things.
I know, right?
You know, the critters and stuff.
You know, I just, it's the critters and stuff. I've camped a couple times, and you guys, I just don't like hearing critters walking around the tent and doing things and... You know, I don't know. The baby thing, paranormal?
It's a very distinct
sound.
Could
somebody have been camping and had their baby out there?
Because sound would carry for a ways, I would guess. Mm-hmm. So, you know, could there have been a campsite, you know, a football field away? If it's a still night, you know, that sound would carry.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I thought of, too, when I found my cat Rizzo, I was walking Buddy, and I heard this sound. And I remember stopping and looking around going, I don't know if that's a bird, if it's an animal, or if it's a child. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell what the sound was. And so we continued walking, came back, got to the same spot, heard it again. I'm like, okay, I don't know what this sound is. And it sounded like something in distress. And so then I went to my neighbor's bush and I turned my flashlight on, my phone on, and that's when I saw Rizzo. And Rizzo was so tiny. Didn't even weigh 1 pound. Just so tiny.
Oh, but so tiny.
But I never would have guessed it was a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Cats
can sound like babies crying.
And so when you think about the animals that are out there, could it have been a bobcat kitten? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I don't know.
I'm with you. Could there be a cat out there? See, I just don't know how this whole area is set up in relation to civilization.
Yeah.
I mean, could there be cats that are feral cats out there? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
But they do sometimes sound like babies crying.
Because I know with Riz, I would have never guessed in a million years that was a kitten. Especially... And when I took it to my vet 3 days later, my vet said, this kitten is maybe 5 weeks old. I mean, she was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other thing that I thought of too, I do think it's kind of cool sometimes, you know, to be able to do something like that without all of the investigative equipment. Mm-hmm. Because like I was talking to that guy with that episode of The Grave Talks about Ashmore Estates, and I was just editing it today. Somebody spray painted inside there, these walls can talk, just be still and listen, or something like that. So sometimes I think, you know, you can hear things, you know, if you're really wrapped up in looking at the meters and getting different, you know, you're recording things, you're going to listen to that later. Sometimes you're missing what's happening. So I
agree 100% that's just good advice for life in general. We are so wrapped up in scrolling through our phones and everything else that we miss all this wonderful things that are happening in, you know, right there beside us, because, you know, I just see people out to eat and they're just scrolling on their phone. They're not paying attention to the other people they're sitting with.
Right.
You know, and things like that. And so, yeah, definitely in the paranormal, you know, sphere, you would, if you're not paying attention to it and you're wrapped up in your gadgets, you could be missing things.
So I think it would be cool. I just don't know that I'm brave enough to go out walking in the woods like that at night.
Oh, I know.
But I think it would be kind of cool just to kind of what you're experiencing, because all your senses would be so heightened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I could do it. I think it's kind of creepy.
It's real creepy. It's real creepy at night out there. That's all I can say. But are these paranormal things? I don't know.
I don't
maybe
know.
Some of them were, maybe some of them weren't. It's just hard to know out there in the woods like that.
Yeah. And it's hard to debunk anything because it's vast. You know, you can't really debunk anything because you can't see beyond any, you know,
right,
a few feet.
Right. I saw the Blair Witch Project.
Oh my God. That, even though I knew it wasn't,
I didn't understand it, but it scared me anyway.
I know.
But maybe that is kind of the reality of the paranormal. You, these things happen, they scare the crap out of you, and you never understood it. You don't understand it. Like, what was it? What happened? I don't know. I was just really afraid.
And all that handheld camera stuff, I was about ready to barf several times. I'm like,
yeah,
I can't.
It was.
Oh my God. And we got there late. We had to sit in the front row.
Oh, no.
It was it was one of those really, really big screens. And so you would have to physically, like, move your entire head to what was going on.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't advise that to anyone. So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get versions of the show without the commercials. Become a premium subscriber. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.